It's time for a daily radio news update from Wave Farm Radio.
This is Tom Rowe with the radio news about radio waves. Mark Harris in The Guardian reported June 3rd that Verizon and NASA are developing an air traffic control network for America's radio-controlled drones, with cell phone towers monitoring the small aircraft. The Guardian obtained documents that say Verizon signed an agreement last year with NASA, quote, to jointly explore whether cell towers could support communications and surveillance of unmanned aerial systems at low altitudes, unquote. So far, there's just $500,000 invested in the project at NASA's Ames Research Center in Silicon Valley. Verizon will use cell coverage for data, navigation, surveillance, and tracking of drones by 2017, with the first tests of unmanned aircraft system traffic management this summer. Currently, drones can fly anywhere, but NASA hopes to geofence radio-controlled drones to keep them away from military bases, airports, and the White House and other locations. The network would also help drone operators avoid mountains and buildings and create a priority system in crowded airspaces. Currently, anyone can fly a drone, but in February, the Federal Aviation Administration released proposals for regulating commercial drones, with aircraft up to 55 pounds allowed to fly within sight of their remote pilots during daylight hours at heights below 500 feet and at speeds of less than 100 miles per hour. Quote, the problem is that we really cannot add any more capacity to the regular air traffic control system, unquote, says Missy Cummings, a professor of aeronautics at Duke University. Quote, radar coverage at low altitude is very spotty, and we don't have the technology or the people to put a tracking device on each drone, unquote. NASA may also use orbiting satellites and cell phone signals to monitor drone locations. Quote, I don't see a privacy problem with leveraging cell towers, unquote, says Ryan Kalo, a law professor at the University of Washington who specializes in robots. Quote, if a centralized place is keeping track of these things, we would have some accountability. I don't believe anybody thinks we should have anonymous drones the way we should have anonymous web surfing, unquote. This is Tom Rowe reporting on radio for Wavefarm and WGXC.
That was your daily radio news update from Wavefarm Radio. Tune in weeknights at midnight and 5 a.m. for radio news updates. And this week in radio news, Saturdays at 6 a.m. and 6 p.m. on Wavefarm Radio and WGXC.